He spent time growing up in Colorado among what some would call real mountains, but he says he loves playing in our corner of the world with our mountains and lovely natural settings. And though there's no geographical connection, keyboard player Lau Tizer says he was drawn to listening to lots of Keith Jarrett's recordings because his folks were fond of him. And just a musical footnote, Keith Jarrett grew up in the Lehigh Valley and spent time when he was growing up here in the Pocono Mountains listening to other great keyboard artists like John Coates Jr. at the Deerhead Inn in Delaware Water Gap. Not exactly 6 degrees of separation, but close. WVIA's Steve Krawitz had a chance to speak with Lau Tizer in 2016 when he and his trio played at the Scranton Jazz Festival, and Tizer was back in town this past weekend at the Jazz Festival to perform with special effects on Friday night at the festival. This Saturday evening, Tizer will bring his band to the Wildflower Music Festival at the Dorflinger Saddam Wildlife Sanctuary in White Mills, and that's where he performed before in 2013. Mindy Kronk, WVIA production assistant, had a chance to speak with Lau Tizer by phone about his return.
I'm born and raised in Boulder, Colorado. So to get to play on like a wildlife sanctuary with kind of like a natural amphitheater that they have there is just so cool. And we're so excited to be coming back.
You started out playing and learning classical music, classical piano. Where did the leap come to jazz piano, and what inspired that? Who were some people that you listened to that made that possible?
Yeah, so I grew up in a family. My parents were hippies. You know, they were of that generation. They met in Northern California in the early 70s in the Bay Area. And my dad came from a family, his grandfather, so my great-grandfather, was a piano teacher from Russia. So that's, I guess, he's the only one in my family who played piano, so somehow that carried down a few generations to me, I guess. But they had a really eclectic mix of music. My dad had a huge, like, collection of classical LPs, world music from, like, all around the globe. And then, of course, the music of their generation, like the Baby Boomers, you know, Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke and Elvis and Janis Joplin and that stuff. Not quite as much into classic rock, I guess, but a good amount. But the one thing they weren't into was jazz. So I was just kind of say, if you're an instrumentalist, and I always had a knack for improvising. So when I was younger, I was always composing, but composing more in like a classical or neoclassical new age kind of way. It's just kind of the natural progression of things to start to explore jazz if that's where you come from, because it pushes the boundaries of harmony and rhythm and melody and expression. And so I just think it was a very natural kind of next step for me. I first got into listening to it when I was about 16, and then I was fortunate to study with a very well-known jazz pianist here in L.A. And then, other than that, I just learned a lot from my colleagues. I started the group when I was quite young, and I've always worked with people who are older, better, more experienced, had more credentials, and I think that's kind of the best way to learn, is if you're on the bandstand and you have to step it up a notch, And I think also because my roots weren't initially in jazz affects kind of my compositional approach, because I really like accessible melodies. Like, I love pop music. I love classic rock. I mean, anything that's really good is really good. And I think that's kind of where my sense for like melody and connecting with audiences in like an accessible manner came from, in large part at least.
Your new album, Songs from the Swing House, is different for you in a couple of ways. You're including cover tunes with a vocalist. Why was now the right time to explore this?
We just kind of, on your musical journey, you just kind of evolve as you do, right? And, you know, we knew going into making this record that we wanted to do something. I mean, it was a big undertaking on a bunch of levels. First of all, it was recorded and videoed all simultaneously live in the studio. So we had 8-camera video shoot and all the musicians all live. At the same time, just to accomplish that was quite an undertaking. And with that in mind, we wanted to do something also that would just, kind of expand horizons. I felt like it was the right time to undertake doing some vocal stuff. And I had a ball doing the arrangements of the tunes we did, which are definitely outside the realm of what's typical for jazz groups to cover, right? You know, we did a Led Zeppelin tune, a U2 tune, and a Cat Stevens tune, and it was really fun to really make them our own, especially the U2 tune and Cat Stevens arrangement are very much like originals in a lot of ways. And so it was just really it was really fun to do and kind of just expand horizons, and we're lucky to find kind of the perfect vocalist to fit the bill, and her name's Tita Hutchison. She's been with the band since, so, you know, just all part of the kind of journey forward, I guess.
One thing that comes through in the videos is that you seem to be having an awful lot of fun when you play together. So I know that'll come through when you're performing in front of the audiences as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that I feel really fortunate to keep amazing company, both as musicians and colleagues and also as friends. And I think one of the keys to having like great synergy on stage is also having great synergy off stage. So, you know, we all enjoy each other's company. We spend a lot of time together hanging out, you know, out on the road, and you're up at sometimes awfully early times and sleep deprived and whatever. So to be able to like enjoy each other's company and enjoy the camaraderie of the experience, you know, then when you go on stage and it's like that hour, 2 hours of making music together is just kind of a culmination of all that. And I'm lucky to work with such great professionals who are outstanding musicians and also just really quality people.
You use the phrase adding other colors when you describe other musicians and sounds in your recording, in your performing. Tell us more. What does that phrase mean for you?
The group works everything from trio to eight pieces, right? And everything in between. And it's made up of about a dozen musicians. So other than myself being on every show and Gene Coy, the drummer, on almost every show, he just actually got off tour with Seal, so we missed him for a few. But other than that, it slightly changes the pot, kind of, or, you know, I always say it's like kind of making a musical stew. So if one show you have sax, and another show you have violin, and another show you have vocals, and then another show you have everybody, it keeps us all on our toes because we're bringing these arrangements to life with different configurations, which means we all have to be, like, thinking about who's going to solo, who's going to play the melodies, whatever. And I think in that is very much the spirit of jazz. You know, the spontaneity and flexibility and versatility to adapt to those situations.
Is there something you hope the audience hears or takes away from your music? I know the piece that you have, A Prayer for Unity, you had mentioned that was inspired by current events.
Yeah, I would say that's a good question. I mean, ultimately what I feel we do, especially with jazz or predominantly instrumental music, we're not entirely instrumental, of course, because now we have a vocalist and she's not on every show, but she's probably on at least half of them. But I think it's kind of like the universal language, and I hope that what we translate to people is ultimately some joy and some, you know, and some kind of relief from everyday life and the stresses and challenges that we all experience. And yeah, I mean, one thing I think that's really, I feel really fortunate about, and also I think is very special about the group, we come from very diverse backgrounds. One of the bassists is from Senegal in West Africa. You know, I'm from Boulder, Colorado. Some people are from New York. Like, all different, we're different ages, we're different, have different backgrounds, different races or ethnicities or whatever. And I think that's the message that I would like to convey to the world is, like, We're a family of people who probably without music may not have ever come to be as close as we are. And that says something about that there is a much more common thread that unites us as human beings than divides us. You know, I think we live in a time, unfortunately, of great division in a lot of ways. But I think people, we have to remind ourselves that what we have in common is a lot more than what we have as differences. And so if we're able to do a very small part in spreading that message, I'd be super gratified.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us. And again, we are so looking forward to the performance at the Wildflower Festival, and so glad to have you willing to stop by Northeast PA so often.
Oh, no, my pleasure, and thanks for having me. And just for everybody out there listening, just so everybody knows, my group, the Loud Tizer Band, featuring Karen Briggs, that's Saturday, August 11th at Wildflower. All phenomenal musicians, and I hope to see a lot of friendly faces. So really appreciate all your support, Mindy, and everybody at the station, and we'll see you out there very soon.
Keyboard player Lautheiser band leader as well, speaking with Mindy Kronk, WVIA production assistant, in anticipation of this weekend's performance at the Wildflower Music Festival at the Dorflinger Saddam Wildlife Sanctuary in White Mills, Pennsylvania. That's Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, and the Wildlife Sanctuary is between Hawley and Honesdale in Wayne County. And if you'd like directions and more details, dorflinger.org, D-O-R-F-L-I-N-G-E-R, dorflinger.org, to learn more about Lautheiser, to see some of the videos and hear some of the music. It's L-A-O, Lautheiser, T-I-Z-E-R, lautheiser.com. Thank you, Mindy.